Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, let's change subject because we need to get this very special guest on. He's a Brownlow medalist.
Is he Victorian or South Australian?
He's not Victorian.
We'll get to the bottom of it straight away.
Okay, get his citizenship under control. But what we do know is beyond dispute. He's a Brownlow medalist. He's a Norm Smith medalist. He's a six-time Copeland Trophy winner. And we know he's a legend of the game. And we also know he's back in season 2023 with us right here on SEN. Nathan Buckley, welcome.
G'day, Samuel. Simon.
Great to have you on. How's your summer been, Bucks? How's your break been?
It's been pretty good. This is the first football conversation I'm going to have for quite a while. So I've been able to get away from it, bit of travel with the boys, and very restful.
Well, we'll tiptoe into it today, but you're going to have to sharpen up quick because you've signed up for Monday with the Volcano. I mean, are you going to give as good as you might get with Kane on that in that time slot?
Well, it's a bit. We're a bit black and white, aren't we? I really admire his capacity to make the big statements and to sort of cut to the chase with what he might believe. And it's quite controversial with some of the things that he runs with, well, at least they are to me. I'm probably a little bit more Switzerland. I try and find the arguments from both sides and maybe pick up some rocks to find some information that we might not have and actually declare that. So it'll be interesting, sort of the byplay between us and how that works as we go through the season.
I think that's very noble of you that you're going to pick up the rocks and sort of be Switzerland, Bucks, but I reckon you should pick up a few rocks and turf them at him.
Not a fan?
I know, I'm a wonderful fan, but I'm looking forward to the Victorian side of this to be put forward, and hence... Yeah, you know, my question, and I was lucky enough to be born in New South Wales, but I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Victorian. I know where your sporting life started and your life started, but are you a dyed-in-the-wool Victorian?
That's a fair question. I was born in Adelaide. I was raised in Northern Territory, the ACT, Mount Gambier in South Australia as well. So, and I lived in Alice Springs. So I finished in boarding school in Sunbury, Victoria. So, before getting to Collingwood, I'd lived in pretty much every major city except Perth and every state. So, but I've been here for 30 years.
That'll do,
mate. So I was born in South Australia. So I've always got a hail from South Australia. I've been a territory boy, but yeah, I've been in Victoria for 30 years. So whatever that is, I'm an Aussie.
Now, Bucks, we know where Darcy Moore's from. He's from the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. He's now the 48th captain of your old club, Collingwood. It would appear to be a great appointment, a great moment yesterday when he was unveiled down there at Collingwood by Craig McRae, and the whole family was there, even his old man Peter on the laptop from the US, which made for comical viewing. But looks like a great appointment.
Yeah, look, I think Darcy would be fantastic. For me, it was a matter of whether he would want the role, whether he'd put his hand up. I think there's a lot of things that captain is required to do that is a little bit cut and dried. There's sort of been an accepted way of leading or of presenting, and I don't think Darcy will fall into that mould. He'll do it differently, and maybe... For me, it was he prepared to maybe sort of just suck it up and do some of the things that need to be done in order to go about it his way? And obviously, he's been able to get to that point. I think he's clearly really passionate about the club. He has a great influence on people internally. And one of the most intelligent young men I've ever met. So I've got no doubt that he'll enlighten us into how he's going to lead and how the club is going to carry itself over the, probably next 5 to 6 years, really.
And I think he'll have a good backstop or good experience to draw on. Scott Pendlebury, to me, just seemed the epitome of a successful footy club. He's just a ripper fella, approachable. Obviously, his efforts on the field and his performances were, you know, spoke for themselves. So, you know, to have someone that like that still around, it's got to be a benefit to a young fella finding his way as a leader, Nathan.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not, everything you said about Pendles is spot on. I mean, he strikes the perfect balance between, you know, a winner, someone who just wants to win, not at all costs, but he just wants to be great at whatever he does. And he's got great patience to stay with an issue, a problem, a person for long enough, which is a really important trait of great leadership, of mentorship. But it's not just Pendles. You know, Jeremy Howe, who would have been a really strong candidate for, you know, the next couple of years in captaincy. Taylor Adams, still Sidebottom, who's been in the leadership group for a long time. Obviously, Braden Maynard, a young leader coming up. There's a lot of... Tom Mitchell's come across as a Brownlow medalist. He's been in the game for a long time. He's going to bring some experience and some perspective as well. It's not a one-man band at Collingwood. There's a lot of depth and breadth in their leadership group, and Darcy will be well supported with what he's going to be asked to do.
Bucks, with your experience at Collingwood as a coach and the I suppose controversies that at times follow successful footy clubs, and there was, you know, there was a number over your time that you didn't bring on, but mm-hmm. individuals bring to your footy club. How does North Melbourne face what they're going through now? And how much of a distraction is it with an affair with Taryn Thomas going on, a new coach in the club? They're trying to make their way back as a power in the AFL.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to what you've thrown up there, mate. I reckon, big clubs, you know, bigger club, bigger problems at times, especially if you've got a history, because you need to... You know, that can sometimes, you know, big clubs sell papers and papers will put big clubs, on the front of them so that they increase their circulation. So that, you know, so the stories within it sort of, they can become bigger at times. The situation with Taryn, and I must say, I'm not widely read about it. I'm not sure of the minutiae and what the facts are behind the headline. But yes, it does. It does affect a football club, and it does affect the people within it. And clearly, Taryn himself and potentially, the women involved have been, you know, seriously affected by things that I'm not aware of, or the actions that I might not be aware of. But yeah, this will play out. There is an interest in AFL and AFL footballers and the way they carry themselves. I mean, we've been part of the public sphere for a long time, and for right or wrong, you're sort of seen as role models, and your behaviour is analysed and dissected. And it does affect football clubs, and it's a very real concern and consideration for everyone in the football industry as we go through it.
Speaking of Collingwood and AFL, great Nathan Buckley, who's back with SEN in 2023, our Monday breakfast alongside Kane Corns, all ahead of us. Bucks, Craig Kelly as CEO or back involved with Collingwood had been a long time coming. You've known him for so long, Ned. He's been around the game for so long, and he leaves the biggest management company involved in our game to take charge at Collingwood. I mean, it would appear, again, a bit like Darcy Moore, to be an amazing appointment. He's going to bring a wealth of intel with him.
Yeah, I think it's inspired, and really it was probably a role that was going to be there for Ned, you know, whenever he decided or if he decided he wanted to do it. I spoke to him a couple of times whilst I was there about trying to get him across, but he was didn't have any fingers left to put in another pie. But I think talking to him over the last 48 hours, he's excited by it. I think he's done very well in business. He's done very well, yeah, in the AFL space, in marketing, in media. It's a very different role for him. It's probably a step back in some ways. I think he's really this is a choice made out of passion, more than anything, passion for the football club, passion for the place that, yeah, where he started and where he cut his teeth. Ned Promotions started as a 2x3 room behind the Dacos bar in the Bob Rose, next to the Bob Rose stand, and where he just started taking calls from people that wanted players to turn up for promo gigs. He took the best ones and then sort of rang his teammates if they wanted to do the other ones. So he's done really well, and he's gone back to where it started. I think he'll be amazing for the club. And his connections throughout the AFL industry will be a big part of that.
Now, that's all footy, but you're about to witness another kind of football, one of the biggest sporting events on the planet. You're off to the Super Bowl, so we need to wish you safe travels, Bucks.
Yeah, I'm off on Saturday evening, so it's a bit of a bucket list item. I've had a couple of opportunities to go when I was coaching and handed it off to fitness coordinators, etc., and they were really bad choices, really bad decisions. I should have just gone myself, but you sort of feel your own self importance. I needed to be there, but at the pre-season that was. But now I get the chance to go, and obviously the Chiefs and the Eagles. I've been watching it really closely the last couple of months, and a couple of days in LA, a couple of days in Palm Springs on the way across to Phoenix, and the party hole on the Saturday, watching the golf, and then the Super Bowl on the Sunday.
So, yeah, good. Yeah. And I think, I don't know if you're...
I think I'm on with Jared. I'm on with Jared for a little bit leading into it. So I've had to school up on the gridiron a little bit, mate.
Oh, we better put you to work at some stage. And I don't know if you're a Rihanna fan, but she's the halftime entertainment, or among the halftime entertainment, I think, as well. There you go.
Yes, she is. Look, I'll give you a rundown on all of that too, if you wish, mate.
I think Jared's singing as well.
Hey, Bucks, great to hear from you, mate, and it'll be great to listen to you throughout the course of the season as well when the whips get cracking. So Monday, February 20, Kane and Bucks on a Monday, it all gets started. Enjoy it over there in Phoenix, mate, and really appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, just hold the fort for us if you could. Thanks, Jen.